In another paper presented at the same public health meeting, researchers explored the choices patients in developing countries make when choosing to buy or not to buy expensive Western medicines. Who wouldn't pay for medication to keep from dying? Well, in many countries, people don't often have the choice of whether or not to pay for drugs because they're too expensive. But new research from Tanzania shows that women will pay for a medicine to prevent excessive bleeding after giving birth. Martine Holston says there are many reasons that women in Tanzania might have been reluctant to pay for Western medicine, aside from cost.
Perhaps fears of Western medicine, suspicion, perhaps husbands not wanting to let them use it. There can be a lot of, I would say, cultural issues around using medicine that perhaps might be one reason women wouldn't want to use it. I do know that in some women there was a little bit of a fear of perhaps the pill being a contraceptive, particularly, I believe, among Muslim women.
Holston works with Venture Strategies for Health and Development, a non-governmental organization that's attempting to reduce childbirth-related deaths. She says traditional birth attendants in Tanzania have long known that bleeding, called postpartum hemorrhage, can be deadly.
They used a local garment called a kanga. Two of these kangas, which are of standard size, soaked with blood, is the threshold for postpartum hemorrhage almost exactly, 500 milliliters.
Holston says the traditional birth attendants usually send women to a local clinic or hospital when the new mothers soak 4 or 5 kangas. But often, the women die before they get to treatment. So Holston and her co-workers trained the birth attendants to give women a drug called misoprostol after soaking just 2. The question was, would women be willing to pay for a Western medicine that costs about the same as a day's worth of food?
If women had received postpartum hemorrhage knowledge from a traditional birth attendant, they were more likely to be willing to pay for the drug. And if their last birth had been assisted by a traditional birth attendant, they were also more willing to pay.
Holston was surprised to find that in communities where no one had heard of misoprostol, women were even more willing to pay for a drug to stop postpartum hemorrhage.
Once the traditional birth attendant explained to her that, no, this isn't a contraceptive, it's just for bleeding after childbirth. There's no other effects of the drug. The woman was completely amenable to it.
Holston says these results indicate that it would be wise to increase availability of misoprostol in rural areas and train more traditional birth attendants to use the medication.